Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Welcome to the Garden America Radio Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do in the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or send us your questions and comments to john@gardenamerica.com. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on Biz Talk Radio and the Garden America Radio Network.
It is our number two. Happy Saturday to you for our friends on the East Coast. Good Saturday afternoon, 7 minutes after the hour. Thank you for joining us here. Broadcasting from iHeartRadio, the iHeartRadio studios in San Diego. This is Garden America. Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox. Numbers are, the number I should say is open at 855-424-9825. Questions, comments for the entire hour. Again, that's 855-424-9825. Whatever your question is, or john@gardenamerica.com if you want to do some emails. And, John, you do have some emails you mentioned last hour we should get to. And hopefully we'll get some more emails and phone calls. So, John, what do we have on tap?
Well, before we get to the emails, I wanted to talk about the yellow geranium.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's a plant that's been as elusive as the blue rose. You know, when you think of geranium, what color do you think of? Red.
Red.
Right
off the bat.
And then there's pinks and there's whites.
There's various
purples,
yeah, right.
Orange.
Yeah.
But there's never been a yellow. And so now there is a yellow, and we're selling, it's called First Yellow Improved. There was actually a variety that came out from Germany called First Yellow, which was the first yellow. Okay. They're very creative with names.
But this is new and improved.
But yeah, this one is improved because the plant habit is better. And I grew one at my house last year, and I've got to tell you, that plant was just covered with flowers all summer long.
Really?
The only difficulty in growing it would be if you put it in an area that was too wet. As long as it drains well, it'll grow.
So it needs to dry out.
It just doesn't want to be soggy all the time.
I mean, most geraniums are like that.
Just
some
like
can
that.
Handle it.
Right.
But
and also now, a great container plant. You know, you can put in containers anywhere.
And now hardy, just like the other ones? Because, I mean, geraniums almost grow anywhere in Southern California, at least. So, I mean,
right,
full sun, part shade. I mean, so is it hardy just like that, or should it be more protected?
What no. Just like a regular geranium.
That's cool. So it is improved.
John looked at me when he said it grows great in containers.
Yeah.
Thank you, John. I appreciate that.
Do we need to explain the difference between a geranium and a pelargonium?
I don't know. Do we?
Yes. Absolutely.
Well, the only reason I bring it up is a lot of our listeners are in colder areas of the country, you know, Omaha, Richmond, up in Vermont, places like that.
Thunder Bay, Canada. Big audience up there for us.
All right. We can't ship to Canada, though.
Okay.
But the geraniums, or what we call geraniums, are really pelargoniums. They're in the geranium family, and the common name for a pelargonium is geranium. But a true geranium is a perennial that freezes to the ground in the winter and looks nothing like what we normally call a geranium.
Yeah, normal geranium would be like a Cranesbill geranium, or what is it, the Encanum, where they're kind of more feathery leaf, little purple flowers kind of
right.
a thing. Where the Pelargoniums, those are the big lush leaves with the bright colored flowers.
Right. There's also species Pelargoniums that come from South Africa. But anyway, now that we've confused everyone,
yeah.
this is a geranium.
No, that was good information.
And if you want to see it, you just go to GardenAmerica.com. I checked it out, and I think there's only two places you can order these on the Internet. One is from us, and the other is from Burpee. Burpee does not sell to about 20 states for some reason. It lists all the states they can't ship to, California being one of them. And
I don't think they had them up right now. The last time I looked, they didn't. They said not shipping at the moment or something.
Well, we're not shipping either.
But they
3rd.
Weren't even selling them.
Right.
Like they said, they were. It was like out of stock, and they weren't even taking orders.
Yeah. And I think if they have the same price, they were $19.95 for three, and ours are $7.95, but for one.
Mm-hmm.
So we're a little bit more expensive on the per unit basis. But and Burpee's a good company too. But if they don't have them.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think they were said they were out of stock. So
anyway, if you go to GardenAmerica.com, it's right there on the homepage. Mm-hmm. And you can order them. I do want to let
listeners. It's right below Mighty Mato, by the way.
It is.
It is.
Second row down
right.
on the left.
Left-hand side.
Okay. We do have a very limited amount.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, this is a pre-order.
Right.
And right now there's only 100 available.
Yeah, there were 100, but
oh, yeah,
we did
right.
have it in our newsletter, and so we've gotten a lot of orders. So we are going to try to get some more, but right now I don't know if we can. So definitely, if you want one of those geraniums, go through and pre-order it right now. You can. We have 4 delivery dates starting April 3rd and ending May 15th. So no matter where you are in the country, you
yeah.
can get that.
That's exciting.
It is exciting. Let's see, Brian, you were asking about emails.
Yeah, we had some questions that we need to
right.
answer.
And again, 855-424-9825 if you want to give us a call. And we'll put you in queue and get you on the air, or as John is going to do right now, john@gardenamerica.com.
Okay, this one's from Steve in Simi Valley.
Our good buddy Steve.
And Steve says, hello, John. Welcome back. I have a request if you can help. I'm trying to get a Carmen Haas tree.
Oh.
Also, here's a picture of a rose incubator I designed. I hope I get at least one.
a picture of a rose
hold
incubator.
On, I'm gonna come over. Hold on.
He's
take a look at that tiger. What's that look like?
He set it up to try to root cuttings.
Okay. All right.
So it should work.
Yeah. As long as it keeps the heat in. Should be good to
well,
go.
And yeah, it's more important to keep the moisture.
Right,
in.
Yeah. Right.
So we'll see what happens there. You know, the Carmen Haas avocado, I only know of one
it's
nursery
tough to get
in California that grows it, and it's Brokaw Nursery.
Oh.
And I don't think they ship to San Diego area, but I think the best thing to do if you really wanted one would be to call Brokaw and ask for the name of some retail customers further south.
Yeah.
So what you might have to do, Steve, is just make a drive and get one at whatever nursery is going to be closest. It may even be 3 or 4 hours. But
well, he's in the San Fernando Valley.
Yeah. But let me
or Simi Valley. Yeah, same thing.
Talk about the Carmen Haas. The big deal about that supposedly is that it gets a second crop during the year. But you know, Steve, you are in Simi Valley and. They don't. The second crop usually doesn't mature in really hot areas.
Mm-hmm.
So
he's in a hot area, all right.
Yeah. So it really is kind of a waste.
And is that the reason? I'm wondering. I assume that's the reason he wants it.
I'm thinking that's why you would want it because the fruit is very simple.
It's
identical
like a
Haas.
Right.
Yeah. The only difference would be the extra crop if you get it. But I really don't think that you'll find that happening in Simi Valley. So.
And I mean, that's the thing is with the Haas avocado, you got the Lamb Haas, you got the Carmen Haas, you got the regular Haas, you got the improved Haas. All of them have these little things, but that doesn't always work for the area you're in.
Right.
Right.
What do grocery stores usually sell? They sell the Haas, right?
They will sell the Haas primarily, and then their other variety, because the Haas is the black with the bumpy skin.
Right.
And that, you'll see that. But then you'll also see during some of the off seasons, the Bacon or the Fuerte, primarily the Fuerte.
Fuerte, I've heard of,
is
yeah.
the other one, and that's the green kind of smooth skin.
Right. And like tomatoes, they're not going to sell you the entire variety of what's available. It's a couple of two or three varieties, and that's it.
But we might lose, you know, some of those varieties, you know, every once in a while. So
anyway, I saw this one quote online here. It says, in warmer areas, Carmen's autumn flowering may continue into mid-late winter, but fruit rarely sets. So given that the standard Haas can be picked on a fruit tree in mid to late winter anyway, in warm areas like where Steve lives, Carmen doesn't seem to offer any great advantage.
Oh.
So if you want to get it,
call Brokaw.
Call Brokaw and see who they sell to, and you may have to make a journey
to really
get it.
You might just want it because it's
Carmen. Yeah. Yeah. And how do you spell Brokaw, John?
Oh, B-R-O-K-A-W.
Okay. All right, Steve. Hopefully that helps you. And if there's any other reason why you wanted it, let us know. But we do assume it's because of that second crop.
Yeah, the one if I was going to get an avocado, one that I would try to find would be Surprise. S-I-R-P-R-I-Z-E.
You're not an avocado guy necessarily, are you?
Oh, I love avocados.
You don't like growing them, though.
Well, I don't have room.
He only has...
only have half an acre.
I haven't seen your new landscaping either. He's going to have us over for dinner and a barbecue, you know that, Tiger.
Oh, really? When?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. He does his winter barbecue every, what is it, February, March? Yeah, I think it's the spring barbecue.
Not going to be winter. It's got to be spring when the roses come into bloom, right?
Ah, there you go. Hey, we have plenty of lines open right now. We're going to take a break, come back. Love to hear from you. If you've had trouble before getting through, now's the time. It is 855-424-9825. We want to hear from you. 855-424-9825.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
You know, a simple change in your lawn care practices this fall can create a carpet of green next spring that's safe for children and pets. Hi, this is Brian Main from Garden America. When the weather begins to cool, your lawn starts to build back its root system and needs extra nourishment. That's why experts agree that fall is the best time to fertilize your lawn. Most lawn fertilizers release their nutrients quickly, which produces lots of clippings and reduces root growth. But Milorganite, an organic nitrogen fertilizer, feeds your lawn slowly throughout the fall, providing more green color with less clippings and maximum recovery from summer stress. It's a trick golf course superintendents have used for decades. Milorganite applied now will help your lawn green up faster in spring while helping it recover quickly from winter damage. You'll improve your lawn's overall health and greatly reduce weed problems. So give your lawn the food it needs. Milorganite, for better results naturally. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you. Again, that's Milorganite.com.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
Enjoying a Saturday. Thank you so much. Along with John Magnasco, Tiger Palafox, I'm Brian Main. Thank you and welcome to Garden America. Broadcasting from San Diego, the Youngheart Studios. John@gardenamerica.com. Email questions, comments, or 855-424-9825. We've got Ed standing by, but first of all, we want to give away that trowel, which Tiger and I have been talking about now for about a month. We gave one away a couple of weeks ago. We just took the first caller, I think, and that was rather simple. Quickly describe the trowel, and then I'll tell the people how they're going to be able to win the trowel, Tiger.
So the trowel is from DeWitt. It's a nice, handy garden trowel. But it's a fun trowel because in the middle of the blade of the trowel is a bottle opener. So when you're out there in the garden, you have something easy
pop
to
open,
pop open a beverage with for you.
And it's a good trowel, though. I mean,
oh,
that
it's
sounds
a solid trowel.
Gimmicky, but it's a nice, solid, heavy trowel.
Yeah.
And it's from a reputable company.
Mm-hmm.
And they sell for, what, $29-$30 normally?
Yeah, exactly.
So get online and call now, 855-424-9825, if you want to play the game. It's going to be a little, I guess we could call it trivia, I guess.
Yeah.
A little trivia game.
What was the number? I didn't get it.
Okay, it's 855 424-9825.
All right, now I've got to go get my phone.
And I'm glad, and I'm glad you slowed me down there. I get reminded of that. John, you can't play because you are void where prohibited. It's 855-424-9825. Call that number now to get in line and answer our trivia question to win that trowel. But first of all, let's go to Ed in Santa Maria. Ed's got a question. Ed, happy Saturday. What's going on, my friend?
Good morning, everybody, and happy New Year. And, John, we're so glad to have you back and well. Got a question for you regarding blueberries. I have all my blueberries in containers. And most of them were at one time, of course, 1 gallon. And over the years, I've increased the size of the pot. Where do you recommend how to decide when you need a larger pot for the blueberries? They're Southern High Bush, different varieties of Southern High Bush. But I don't know how long, whether they like to be crowded or not.
Well, Ed Livo, who also grows a lot of blueberries out on his patio, told me that he was putting three or four plants to a whiskey barrel, and he would keep them there indefinitely. I would think that a 15-gallon plant pot for one plant, you could keep one in there indefinitely. But as far as wanting to, as far as when knowing to move them up, I would kind of, especially this time of year, turn the pot over and see if you can pull out the plant. And if you see that the roots have just totally filled up that pot, then go to the next size up. You said they're in what size now?
Well, I started with 1 gallon, and then I went to 5 gallon, and a couple of them I have in like a quarter barrel, which is probably the ultimate where I'm going to go with it.
Yeah, but that would probably be fine for those.
The 1 gallon and the 5 gallon is when, you know, I was concerned, but that's a very good suggestion about, you know, like I say, they're dormant now or somewhat dormant.
Right.
I've got buds on a few of them, but turning them over and seeing what the bottom of the pot looks like or inside of it.
Right, yeah. And if you see that you can't even see the soil because it's just so full of roots, then it would be time to go up.
Okay, great. Thank you very much for the information.
All right, good to hear from you, Ed. Thanks.
Thank you, Ed.
I know.
And again, if you want to play the trivia game to win the trial, just give us a call. Jeremiah, our director and studio coordinator, will put you in line, 855-424-9825. Do you have any other email questions, John?
No, I did get an email from Patty in San Marcos, though, who said, sent us a picture. She said, this is the first rose in her garden. I can forward that to you if you want to put it up on Facebook.
I will. The first, now, they just bloomed here in, January?
Yeah. Yeah, and she's she said, also put on, glad you're feeling better. And it's pretty early to have a rose blooming.
That was my question.
I was going to say, or it's late if she hasn't pruned them.
Yeah, I have roses blooming that I haven't pruned just because I haven't gotten to them yet.
Let's go to Dolores in Arroyo Grande, who wants to play our trivia game and win that trail. Dolores, you're with us, I assume, right?
I'm with you.
Okay, now this is a great trial. It's a great giveaway, and I'm going to time you. I've got a clock here, and here's how you can win the trial. We're going to give you here. Oh boy, we're going to give you. What did we decide? 10 seconds.
We're going to give her 10 seconds
to name 6 plants. All you have to do is name 6. Is that right? Or flowers?
6 flowers.
I'm sorry, Dolores. 6 flowers. Okay.
Yeah.
Does that make sense to you?
I guess.
Okay.
See, right. Now my question was going to be explain the doctrine of signatures, but we can go with yours.
Let's go with a simple one. Okay, so it's going to be, again, in 10 seconds to name 6 flowers, Dolores. I'm going to give you a 3-2-1 count. I've got a clock here, so
this
here we go.
This can be any flower, right?
Any flower. Okay. Any flower in 10 seconds, but 6 of them, half a dozen. Here we go. 3-2-1, and go.
Rose, geranium, camellia. Oh,
that's
gosh.
Three.
That's three.
Sorry, Dolores.
Dolores.
No, but you know what? Do we have a consolation prize at all? Do we? I don't think we do.
We could send her a package of seeds.
Shall we do that?
Yeah, sure.
Some Garden America seeds?
We'll send you a packet of seeds.
Stay on with Jeremiah.
Maybe
he'll get your info.
We could send her a sunflower or a cosmos. Or
yeah, we have plenty of flower seeds.
Okay, Dolores,
so
hang on. Go ahead.
What I wanted to tell you is we live on the Central Coast, so we have very mild. We've got a huge orchard out here with avocados, oranges, lemons, etc. And we don't have to worry about the frost. It's wonderful here. We're just a few, maybe a couple miles from the ocean.
And you're in the Central Coast where?
She's in,
near Pismo Beach.
Arroyo Grande, near Pismo Beach. It's the most beautiful place in the whole world.
Well, don't tell everybody about it. They all move there.
Okay, Dolores, now.
Already.
We're going to put you on hold, and our Jeremiah is going to get your address, and we will send you those seeds. Okay, so you stay right where you are. Jeremiah, please put her on hold, and then we'll go from there. It's more difficult than it sounds, doesn't it, Dolores? That's you get that clock going.
It's the time factor. Yeah.
So hang on, Dolores, and we'll get your information and send you those seeds. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
You got it. Okay, so since she didn't win, we invite somebody else to call.
But now you're going to ask a different question.
A different question.
I knew there
Be
was
ready.
A trick to this.
Yeah, because I know people are going to Google right now.
So now are we going to use John's question?
John's question, he wanted to have someone explain the Dewey Decimal System.
Yeah.
You know, speaking of the doctrine of signatures, just quickly.
Is there anything just quickly?
Well, I want to hear this.
Well, when we went to Cuba.
Oh, we got to take a break.
Oh, all right.
We're going to come back and talk about that. But again, still time to play the game and win that trial. Our trivia, but it's going to change each time. If somebody doesn't win, then we're going to come up with a different question. And again, we'd like you to call and get in line. Have some fun. 855-424-9825. Again, that's 855-424-9825. Taking a break. Tiger Palafox, Brian Main, John Begnasco, Saturday morning or Saturday afternoon, depending upon where you are.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
Delivery from Staples.
Staples guy. More storage bins? Great.
And you saved a ton with Staples' 110% price match guarantee.
I am resolved to getting organized this year. Now everything is boxed up and put away.
Hello?
What was that?
Oh, no. I boxed up Paul again.
Resolve to get organized at Staples. Visit staples.com/coupons and get your coupon for 20% off select office supplies.
Applies to regular priced items only. Cannot be combined with other offers. Excludes ink and toner. Restrictions apply. Ends 129.17. Staples will match prices for items from retailers with online and retail stores and refund 10% of the difference. See store staples.com for details.
It's bare root fruit tree season, and you probably have a million questions. Which fruits will grow well here? What are the tastiest fruits? How do I care for them? The answers? They're just a click away with the informative fruit tube videos at DaveWilson.com. That's Dave Wilson Nursery, the nation's largest grower of fruit trees for the backyard garden. They have planting tips, taste test results, and links to nurseries in your area that carry Dave Wilson fruit trees. Your harvest to better health begins at DaveWilson.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery
when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares.
Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares.
Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
We're back. It is 36 minutes after the hour on this Saturday. Garden America, Brian Main, John Begnesco, Tiger Palafox. Follow us on Facebook. I'm going to be posting that rose that was sent to John. Julia Child rose, John. Is that right?
That's right.
And that's from...
That was Patty in San Marcos.
Patty in San Marcos. So thank you, Patty. I'll get that up there on Facebook here in just a little while here on Biz Talk Radio, 855-424-9825. And you are about to discuss something with Cuba. And then we're going to go on and try to get another winner. And by the way, Dolores, congratulations anyway. We're going to send you some Garden America seed packs or a pack. Whatever I can dig up, you'll get it.
I was going to mention that when we went to Cuba, the pre-tour was to Fairchild Tropical Gardens and to the Montgomery Palm Garden. And the curator of the Palm Garden was giving us a tour of the place and showing us everything. And we went by a tree that was a sterculia, and it was shaped like, I think it was shaped like a heart, the seed capsule on it. And he said that, he says, you know, years ago, he said, in the Middle Ages, that people used to think that the shape of a plant part could be used to treat a disease
that's right,
of that part. And I said, oh, yeah, the doctrine of signatures. And he goes, I've been giving this tour for 10 years. No one's ever mentioned that.
But he was familiar with that term?
Oh, yeah. He knew what it was. Yeah. He just never tells anybody because he didn't think anybody knew.
Way over their head.
Yeah.
That's so funny. And that is true. I remember you saying that about the part shaped like, you know, and stuff like that.
Right.
It's so interesting.
And actually ended up being true in a lot of instances.
Really?
Yeah.
Kidney beans?
I don't know about kidney beans, but like hepatica, which has liver-shaped leaves, was used to treat liver diseases.
Ah. That's a beautiful picture, by the way, John. It's on Facebook right now. Look at that.
Of that Julia Child rose?
Yeah.
Patty mentioned that it's more orange right now, and that happens to roses under different temperatures. The colors in the winter are going to be much different than they are in the summer. In the summer, it'll be, Patty points out, it's a lot more yellow than that.
That's a great, nice, it's a beautiful shot, though. It's very clear.
I was going to say, you know how you fertilize a Julia Child rose?
Oh, boy, here we go.
Butter.
Well, here's what you do. You put butter on it. On everything,
yeah,
right?
You put butter in it. That's the way it'll work.
Also got an email from Gail in Boulder Creek. And she sent me a picture of her first yellow geranium that she bought from Sharon and I at the San Francisco Flower Show about 4 years ago.
And she still has it?
And she still has it. It's, she said she almost lost it during the winter, but it survived and it's coming back. And, I mean, look at this is winter, and look at how many flowers are on it.
That's beautiful.
But she has first yellow. That's what we had back then. And now this is First Yellow Improved.
There she goes. She has to get an improved one now.
Hey, let's go to the phones because we've got another trivia player.
All righty.
Come on down. This is Elizabeth in Santa Maria. Elizabeth, welcome to the show. You ready to play?
Oh, sure. What's the question?
Yeah, we're going to come up with a different question, Tiger. What do you want to do this time, Tiger?
All right. So, again, Elizabeth, the game is you have to name six of these items in 10 seconds. But this time we're going to pick vegetables. So you have to name six vegetables in 10 seconds. Are you ready?
I'll try.
Okay, right. Here we go on the count of three. Three, two, one, and go.
Artichoke, cauliflower, peas, carrot.
Two more, hurry. And, oh, I'm sorry. I gave an extra couple of seconds.
I had him on the tip of my tongue, and then I thought, what's he saying?
Okay. You know what? When you put the clock behind it, it's much more difficult, isn't it?
I guess yeah. It is. I never thought about that because I eat so many vegetables all the time and think of all these exotic things. And
yeah, and you skip carrots and lettuce and broccoli.
All that stuff. Did you know?
I know. Where were you on that one? Well, hold on. We're going to get your information, and we'll send you a nice consolation prize as well.
Listen, I got to share you a short one with you.
Yeah, no, please do.
Asparagus. You know, they have now a tiny variety of asparagus. It's tiny, tiny. Have you seen it?
No, it's too small.
It's wonderful, and you eat it raw.
Now, you're talking about the real thin variety, right?
That's it. Very tiny.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's just delicious. There are so many things that you don't need to cook. We have several varieties of spinach up here that are absolutely divine. You wouldn't want to cook them. They're just so good. Use them on a sandwich in a place of lettuce.
Yeah. So, well, have you ever tried New Zealand spinach?
Love it.
Because New Zealand spinach you grow in the summer as opposed to the cool weather. And you can even eat the flowers on it. They
really?
Really, really good. Yeah.
Well, I don't cook anything, really. Zucchini makes a wonderful crudité. You don't even cook those things at all. You just cut them up thin and dip them, and, you know, they're great. You just really, truly, very little stuff you even need to cook. An artichoke, of course.
Right. Here
otherwise,
we go.
No joke, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for your program. It's wonderful.
Okay, now make sure you hold on so we can.
Okay, don't go anywhere, Elizabeth. We're going to put you on hold and get your address so we can send you a nice little consolation prize, okay?
Okay.
All right, you'll be talking to Jeremiah. Go ahead, Jeremiah, and get her information, and we'll go from there.
Now, that's so funny. She talked nothing but vegetables
afterwards. Right? and mentioned all of them. But we want to give this away so bad. We'll do it. We'll come up with something. Now, you wanted to do herbs. That's going to be tough. we'll have to think of something here.
Right. But I wanted to do plant hunters.
Name one plant hunter, right? That's great. So we'll figure something out. But again, if you want to play, give us a call at 855-424-9825. And if we don't get a winner this week, we'll keep on doing it. We got plenty of trials, plenty of time.
Would Darwin be considered a plant hunter?
I don't think so.
Or is he just animals?
I don't think so.
No.
Was his specific purpose going there for that, or did that happen because he was there?
I don't know. I'm not a really big fan of Darwin.
No. No, I know. I'm just wondering. Well, you're going to be in Darwin country in November.
Exactly.
Going to the Galapagos, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Should we talk about that?
We could talk about it. You know, one of the things Darwin did come up with, which was correct, is survival of the fittest.
Yes.
Right. He blew it on the whole evolution thing, but survival of the fittest was pretty true.
Yeah, even he at the end of his life questioned that he goes, well, maybe, man.
Yeah, it's debatable whether he did or not.
Yeah,
some people say
he did say, exactly. Yeah. But survival of the fittest, absolutely. Look at you. You're still here.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how fit I am. I did get a nice email from Lenore, by the way, who said, Dear John, so happy to have you back and well.
Oh, that's nice. Eh?
I appreciate that.
You're loved. Outside this studio, you're loved.
You know, I thought it was just in here. This is like my safe zone.
It is. Oh, is it? There's love here, too, but it extends outward. And that's a good thing.
I do have a headache right now, and I'm not sure if it's from...
It's from me.
That's
I've been giving you headaches for years. You know that. I'm going to be really nice to him until I know he's really back on the road.
That's it. Every week, we'll tease him a little bit
more. You know
more.
I'm going to drag this out as long as
I
can.
Oh, I know.
Oh, you're... Come on now.
I thought we were off next week.
Yeah.
How come you didn't show up? I thought we were off on Saturday. No, we're here, John.
Actually, I need to talk to you about that.
He's going someplace.
Yeah.
He's going to give a talk someplace.
Right.
Which is fine. We've got Bob in the bullpen.
Exactly.
You
can call him up at 6 a.m. and he will be here.
I did. 6:20. He showed up.
Exactly.
And he said to me, I think he said, well, I was coming in anyway because John's in Baltimore or something. It was before that.
It was the one before that. He wasn't supposed to be here during that first morning.
But he had no idea who it was. He picked up the phone because my name didn't show up on his phone. And I say, can you get to the studio? I know it's 6:20. Let me throw some clothes on, which is shorts and a T-shirt. So for him, it's very easy.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know if I've ever seen him in long pants. It can be the middle of winter, 33 degrees outside, and he's got shorts.
Tiger's the same way. When he showed up this morning, long pants on. You're usually,
fully dressed.
You're a short pants khaki guy.
Oh, yeah.
Usually, aren't you?
Yep.
Yeah, I thought you would be doing that. Aren't they trying to set the Guinness Book of World Records for the most surfers on one wave out in La Jolla today?
Yeah, I think they are. Yeah, part of that fundraiser. But yeah, I think they are.
You're not going to do that.
No, I'm good. Oh. Yeah, I like more solitude when surfing. I don't need to be out there with the population of San Diego.
Okay, we're going to take a break. It is 45 minutes after the hour. One more segment. If you want to try to win that trial, play another trivia game, do give us a call. It's fun. What the heck? You'll win something. I guarantee that. 855-424-9825. Again, that's 855-424-9825. Or email a question or comment to john@gardenamerica.com. We're coming right back.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Do you have a small yard and think you don't have the room for fruit trees? Well, think again. Dave Wilson Nursery wants to show you how to grow great-tasting fruits like peaches, apples, pluots, and much more in small areas, even in patio containers, too. It's called Backyard Orchard Culture. You get step-by-step information via the Fruit Tube videos at DaveWilson.com. That's where you'll find the closest nursery to you that carries Dave Wilson's quality fruit trees. Start the backyard orchard of your dreams at DaveWilson.com.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it would take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. 1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
It is our final segment, and we are back. It is 51 minutes after the hour. Will, I try to do this one more time to win that trowel. Great trowel. Retail value at least $30. Yeah, so give us a call. Get in line, 855-424-9825. Again, that is toll-free at 855-424-9825. And Jeremiah will put you in the queue, and we'll have some fun and try to give away this trial. But at least you'll get a consolation prize, as did our last two people who attempted to win the trial.
So this week, I've had a busy week.
Yeah, you have.
You know, so we had all this abnormal storm weather the past week and a half, 2 weeks here in San Diego. Just this week, I've dealt with a sinkhole in the middle of a lawn, and I'm talking a substantial sinkhole. I'm talking 8 feet across on about 6 feet deep. I've had a 40-foot tree fall down that we had to chop up and clear out of the driveway.
Nobody got hurt, right?
Nobody got hurt.
Wow.
There was a complete driveway that washed out because the hillside kind of washed into their natural culvert drain, and so that sent a bunch of debris into their driveway. And then, like, to top it all off, we have this project going on where we've transplanted the trees where we had to go out and secure them because of the wind. And I'm like, I'm so glad that I don't live in an area where this is normal.
Yeah.
Because how do they plan for all of this stuff on a normal basis?
Is it just me, or do the eucalyptus trees seem to be the ones that always fall?
Oh, well, yeah, they fall all the time.
They have a shallow root system?
Their root system is a problem because, like you say, they kind of have shallow roots and they're large trees with giant sails. And when I mean sails, it's branches and leaves and all of that.
It's unbalanced as compared to how big their root system is.
Right.
Okay.
And then their branch structure is very weak. So you can have a 40-foot branch fall off, you know, just snap at the base of it, kind of a thing, and that will come down.
I mean, because we had winds, but they weren't hurricane winds, but they were...
Right.
I would say maybe is what would you how many knots? 25, 30 knot wind could knock one over?
Oh, I mean
it may be less?
Well, less because when it really comes down to the way that a storm affects shrubs and trees is because it sends like these, I want to, you know, some degree spiraling winds.
Right.
You know, when a wind blows straight, usually the tree can kind of withstand that. But it's when they have these currents that spin and twist, that's when you start seeing the trees falling down and the branches coming off. So, and then the problem here in our region too is that because we don't have that many storms, nobody's real proactive in tree care.
Yep.
So all the palm fronds that are hanging down are now falling down. All the branches that should have been cut long ago are the ones that are snapping.
And I see those all over San Diego where you think, you know, the city's in charge of that.
Right.
And they just, it looks like years of neglect, they're just hanging down. They're so ugly.
And it's because we don't have the storms, right? I mean, people that have storms realize how much damage it will occur, will cost later on if they're not proactive.
Go ahead, John, weigh in.
Well, I was gonna say that my sons have a tree service where they go and remove trees that are falling, and within the last 3 weeks, I think they've had three trees that have fallen on people's homes.
Oh,
and they had to go through, and of course, the insurance takes care of it for those people. But I mean, it's really dangerous. In one home in Valley Center, a woman's daughter was in the bedroom when the tree hit. Now, she wasn't hurt.
Good.
But, you know, it, like you're saying, you need to look and see where those trees are in relationship to your home.
To your home.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And especially when you plant a tree, you have to know how far out that root system's going to go. And that's why you see sidewalks coming up a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, people don't realize how big trees
can get. Yeah.
You know, when you buy one, it's like a little puppy, but it's like a little Great Dane puppy.
Yeah.
You know, it looks cute, but pretty soon it's really big.
And you know, like your son, I'm sure, you know, with the experience and the knowledge of doing it, that's the thing, too, is people just don't want to invest sometimes in their landscape. And like you're saying,
they roll the dice.
They say, oh, you know, it's $1,000 to lace or prune this tree because it's a large tree and it's difficult. And some guy's up there hanging from it in a chainsaw. And it's like, hey, people go, oh, it's $1,000, too much money. You don't realize my life is in my hands up there in this tree. I've got a chainsaw in one hand. I'm holding it to a branch that might break it any time with another.
And your life might be in danger if you don't get this service done.
Well, yeah. And then, like you're saying, if it falls down, you know, that's, you know, who knows what can happen. But people don't see it that way. People just see it, oh, you know, I can go, the tree won't fall or whatever.
What are the chances we're going to get a storm like that again?
Right.
You know.
Right.
We had a gentleman in Fallbrook this last rainstorm that was at night driving down the road, and an oak tree blew over, fell on the car, and killed him.
While driving?
While he was driving.
See, so that's just complete
I mean, the timing,
random.
Everything.
Yeah.
I mean, wow.
Jeez.
That's a terrible story. Do you have any?
I don't know. If I went, I wouldn't mind going that way.
That's how you want to go? Because at least it's plant-oriented. It's horticulture.
Yeah.
You know?
And I would love to fall in the roses. And
yeah, you prickle to death, right?
I don't know. That sounds painful.
Well, hopefully.
The oak tree at least was quick.
I hope. Yeah, you'd hope so. But yeah, can you imagine if he was just 5 seconds less either way?
Either way.
You know, the whole timing, I mean, that was just destined.
Yeah.
Wow. Any other uplifting stories, John? Got a couple of minutes here.
I was thinking about big trees while we were talking, and in my backyard I have a cowrie tree, which I planted from a seed.
Oh, wow.
And I'm thinking that right now it's got to be 60 to 70 feet tall.
And you planted it with a seed.
Planted from a seed.
How long ago?
60
maybe
feet tall?
40 years ago.
Okay.
35 to 40 years ago.
Wow.
But I couldn't find one anywhere in California. And cowrie trees are native to Australia and New Zealand, and they kind of fill the same niche that redwoods do in California. And I think they're just as big around as redwoods, maybe not quite as tall. But mine is, it used to be self-pruning while it was growing, which was a huge problem because branches were dropping all the time. It doesn't do that anymore now, but I let it split into two main branches. And my son is saying, you know what, that whole thing's just going to
come down
right in half.
Right. So he came up with an idea that he's going to go maybe 30 feet up in the tree, 40 feet up in the tree, and run a cable and bolt those two branches together.
It's his idea.
That's his idea, just so it doesn't come apart. Because it's so big now that if it did split, half of it would hit my neighbor's house.
Wow. Well, it is time to go. That's going to do it for this week on the Garden America Radio Show. I think next week, hour number one, we'll try to give that trowel away.
Don't forget to go to gardenamerica.com, though, and order the first yellow geranium.
Yes.
Because those are going quickly. We had a number ordered during the show.
Right.
And don't want you to be disappointed if we run out.
All right. For the entire crew, Tiger Palafox, Jeremiah, Director, Studio Coordinator, John Bagnasco, I'm Brian Meehan. Have a great week and get growing, America. Take care.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.